This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The price of crude oil is down more than 3% today to $30.38 a barrel in New York. Today, the largest European oil company embarks on its biggest acquisition. Royal Dutch Shell shareholders are set to vote today on a merger between the oil company and the natural gas producer BG. It's the biggest merger in that industry in a decade, but it's been controversial. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
When the merger was announced 9 months ago, oil prices were a lot higher than they are now. Oil hit a 12-year low recently. This $69 billion deal gives Shell access to the foreign oil and gas reserves BG has in its portfolio. Amy Myers Jaffe directs energy and sustainability at UC Davis.
Owning assets in Australia and Brazil looked incredibly attractive.
She says those two countries are stars of oil and gas production, but they're also expensive places to work in. Myers Jaffe says the deal seems less appealing now oil prices have plummeted.
And of course, it looks even less attractive given the end of what people call the commodity supercycle. So is China's economy ever going to rebound and need commodities the way it did over the last decade?
She says Shell is positioning itself as poised for success when and if energy demand grows. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.